Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rebecca Rubin calling from New Haven, Connecticut.
Hey, how are things in New Haven?
They're good.
And what do you do there?
I work at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence.
Oh, really? Well, what do you do at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence?
I work with educators who want to implement social-emotional learning, mostly in K-12 schools.
Really? Okay. Trying to make kids more emotionally sort of capable and open and aware?
Yes.
Well, good for you, and welcome to the show, Rebecca. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
Avocado toast will not control me, but demand is up. It shocks me wholly. Now tacos and chips resort to faux dips. They have to use fake.
Guacamole,
yeah. Yes. No. Avocados are getting more and more expensive, and millennials have already taken out second mortgages to afford them as it is. So, restaurants have started making guacamole without avocados.
Oh.
It's true. This mock guac is made often with a Mexican squash called calabacitas. It's fun to say, but it's just not the same. Chefs say the flavor is almost identical. The only difference is in the texture. Calabacitas tend to be thinnier and runnier. Because who hasn't looked at a bowl of guacamole and thought, you know, I wish this was damper.
Oh, yeah. That's why you got to have the kind where they come over and they make it right at your table.
So you can tell.
And when they're about to cut it, you go, let me look at that.
Yeah. Here is your next limerick.
Grab your clubs. To the church we will strut, strut. Pray for par with no if and or but. A cross that turns slowly. The water trap's holy. We are going to church to play
putt-putt.
Yes! Rochester Cathedral outside London is almost 1,000 years old, and it has the distinction of being one of the holiest places in England. Not only is it a church, but it is now a church with an indoor mini golf course. The course only opened recently, and clergy around the world are quick to condemn it, describing it as an act of desecration. But some religious scholars believe the course has a place in the church. For example, Jesus would be a great golfer. He never loses his ball in a water hazard, or if he's in a fun mood, a wine hazard. Here is your last limerick.
When I work out, get anxious or fret, I get stains, funky smells, and regret. So I wear a new fabric that's woven of magic. It smells really good when I
sweat.
Yes, indeed. Scientists have created a new fabric that turns your body odor into a fresh lemony aroma. Instead of smelling like an old wet shoe, you'll smell like someone who just drowned in lemonade 2 weeks ago. Special cotton fibers in the clothes bind with the proteins in your sweat to release a pleasant scent, so essentially the grosser you are, the better you smell. If you think about this technology could lead to total chaos. Suddenly, tons of BO is a sexy thing to list in your dating profile.
Yeah. I kind of like that idea, actually.
I do, too. As someone who's constantly conscious of how much I might be smelling, because I'm a big sweater, I think that would be nice.
I think, though, that, you know, sometimes what other people think, like, for example, a car air freshener, which, I mean, I would rather be in the car with, you know, vomit and dog waste than the smell of a car air freshener. So maybe it depends what you think is a pleasant smell.
That's true.
But on the off chance that it really is a pleasant lemony smell, mm-hmm. I think I might look into such a garment.
You know, vomit and dog waste are playing at Lollapalooza, so there's a chance you might be in the car at the middle of the time.
If this takes off, we might even get more flavor options. Pumpkin spice sports bras, chocolate mint undershirts, banana scent and sweatpants. And there'll always be the one weirdo who chooses beef stew yoga pants. Bill, how did Rebecca do in our quiz?
She's emotionally perfect at 3 right.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.